31. We're going to start. So we're going to start the Veterans Commission regular meeting. We're calling the meeting to order. The first thing we need to do is approval of the minutes from February 2nd, 2022. So can I have a motion to
approve? Motion that we approve the minutes for the February, whatever day it was, meeting.
Okay.
I second.
Thank you. Okay, so all in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
Aye. That's good.
That's easy.
Okay, so now I have an update on the street sign. I sent a copy of it to everybody. It looks very nice. I don't have a color printer, but it's blue, both sides, okay. The Veterans Way.
Apparently, it's not a town road. It's not a.
That's correct.
And I don't have any. I think that's a good way to do it with a blue sign.
Yeah.
Because the trail is marked with blue signs.
Correct.
Yes.
So it looks really nice on the color.
The road that goes down to the Herrick Park, that's a way as well. Is that a town road?
I don't know. That I don't know. Going down to the Herrick Park.
That's Lance.
Yeah. So anyways, but here's the thing. Lance ordered the sign.
Yes.
He emailed me last night and said the sign is in.
Oh, wow.
So that was very quick that it came in because he had originally said 4 to 6 weeks. So it is in. So the question I have for everybody is, do we want to have him install the signs? He's willing to do it right now and get him up.
Over.
Yeah, what's the alternative?
What's your alternative?
Waiting for a little while and seeing
like Memorial Day or something?
Yeah, closer to that. Or, but I kind of thought we should maybe install it. And then we can also make a reference to it.
That's true.
On Memorial Day. So it's
now.
Yeah, install it now.
Okay, so then I think we need a motion, right? To install it now. I think I can make that motion to install it. Can I have a first and second?
Second.
Everybody.
Everybody. Yeah.
And then we'll say yay, all of us, right? Yeah. All votes. Okay, so. Yes, because Mr. Toomey asked no apostrophe.
Yeah.
On the back. Okay.
Yeah.
It's showing. Possession.
Yeah, apostrophe would show the possession. Possession and no apostrophe.
So all the said last time, no apostrophe.
Okay.
Yeah. Question. So now the next thing is the new application of the bench. I have things from that I wanted to talk about. If you take the piece of paper that's behind. Okay. We voted on the bench dedication last month that we wanted it to say in memory of Staff Sergeant Michael Clark, U.S. Army. Pam had asked the family what they want. And they would like this second piece in memory of Master Sergeant Michael D. Clark, date of birth, husband, father, patriot.
Yes, if the family would like that.
That's very nice. Plus he gained a rank too.
He did. He actually gained a rank. Yeah. He had gotten promoted right before this happened.
Yeah. Well, he did. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. That's great.
So that's a good correction in that. So I think now we need a motion for this. So I can say the motion that we're going to put on the plaque with the family wants. And it says in memory of Master Sergeant Michael D. Clark, 1/19/81 to 7/20/22, husband, father, patriot.
Okay.
We're good with that?
Yes.
I need a...
You were standing under there?
Nope, this is what she sent to Pam, exactly like this. I don't know, we could stick U.S. Army. I don't know, I would think so, because I think we put U.S. and then Army, so it might fit right after the day.
I think that would be appropriate, but if they don't want it,
okay. If this is what they want, I would go with what they
want.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that okay?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Fine. That's
all right. So the motion is to keep it as what the family wants.
Exactly.
That's my motion.
Okay. Second.
Okay. Good.
In favor.
And all in favor. Thank you. You helped me while I'm writing the notes. All right, so we're done with those. Memorial Day parade coordination. We'll talk quick about this. I did finally get, just so you know, in touch with the Girl Scouts. Chris Duffy is the one for the Boy Scouts in town. He told me he's the one. So I had contacted him before. I had a hard time finding out who was in charge of Girl Scouts. There was nothing. I Googled, I called the school, I called the town hall. No one knew anything. So finally, I sent an email the last time to the Girl Scout headquarters in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And they hooked me up with Louise, who's in the fire department. She's actually the coordinator. So we've touched base with that. The military flyover. People had said that they wanted to see if we could get a military flyover, and all you have to do is call the office of the adjunct general. No, we got this huge thing to fill out from the federal government, 6 pages long, for requesting something. And then he also sent another form for 4 pages long. So Pam and I filled the form out after the last meeting. I took the form, I mailed it to the Pentagon. That's where it goes. So you know, it goes to the Pentagon. If they have questions, Pam's name is on it. She's the town select. So we did get that off. I don't know how long, what it will take. I wrote a letter that just said, please, you know, we're just asking for a flyover. We don't need anything else. And if the other towns are doing it, this is the time of our approximate, our parade and ceremony. So that got sent off.
Almost a month ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it got sent off pretty quick. Like, I think my husband mailed like the next day or something after we had our last meeting. So,
we should hear back.
Yeah, after the parade.
After the parade.
So, yeah. So then I did contact the pastor from the Congregational Church about doing the prayers. And he said he would do whatever we needed. And he's there Monday through Thursday. So I'm going to try to stop by next week and just touch base with him. Plus to say hello. So the one piece that we have left, a big piece, until Barry gets back, because Barry did a lot of the school stuff. So we'll have to see what we need. Two pieces, actually, is really... If people want to try to get together and figure out if there's veterans riding in the parade, if we want to set that up, Jim had said he knew Bill Phillips, and that he thought he might do that. So I'm wondering if people would consider taking that little piece on, so they could maybe talk to Jim, see if he can call him, and then we'd have to drum up veterans to ride.
Yeah. I have a possible plan for that month. I don't want to make a comment.
Okay. All right, so we do need volunteers just to pick up that piece. So you guys can think about it, and maybe we can talk to Jim when he comes back and find out if we want to push that through. Too, I don't know if any of you know anything about that U.S. Space Force flag. I may have to text Pam. Remember, we talked about it the last time that the town needs a U.S. Space Force flag for Memorial Day. But I don't know where, because that's now the fifth.
Is there one?
There is one. I looked it up. I Googled it. Yeah, it's a black flag with some markings on it that now, and I didn't realize this, it was actually made by President Trump as a separate service branch. It was under the Air Force before.
Yes.
Right? So I don't know. I may have to check with Pam regarding that about who's supposed to order that, because if we need to send an email, like, is it the, who does the color guard? Is it the fire department? I think so. So that piece is still open, and also the lineup of the parade.
Are there flags for the rest of the service branches?
Yes, I believe so, in the color guard. Pam said there was, so I think they're all there, and as she said, but they've never had a U.S. Space Force.
Well, it's so new.
Yeah, 2 years maybe, that's it. So that piece, I may have to ask who does that and who would order a flag, because that's kind of that piece, and then the parade lineup and helping that day organize that, we may, who's ever here, have to help with that day at the school. Because normally I'm going to try to find out from Jim Price what we need for, like, who organizes that, how many people, because it seems like you need at least a few people, and we'll have to have a list of the lineup and parade, which, because none of us really know that. Unless Bob probably does. So if worse comes to worse, we'll have to have Bob, I'm sure, will help. And the MC, that's still up for grabs, if anybody would like to do that. So.
Didn't Bobby sort of volunteer?
Yeah, he said he would.
Well, he said if no one else will do it, he'll do it. So we have a backup plan. Yes, you're correct.
Jerry's name was mentioned.
Yeah, Barry's going to be back pretty soon. So he may even be back today or tomorrow. I don't know. But I knew he would make this meeting. So I emailed him everything and caught him up on what we did the last couple months just to make sure. And so he should be set. And then we'll have to see what we all need to tick off in the next meeting. That may be a big part the next meeting, because we're already going to be in April.
Right.
Right?
That's right.
For what's left to do.
That's right.
Send the stuff out.
Yeah.
And actually, there is one more piece. I emailed and called the troop for the state police, and I never heard back from him. So I was going to see if there's another way, because I don't know how else to get a hold of him. There's no voicemail. There's no any of that. It kicks over to the truth. So that's another piece. I'll put that on the agenda to check on.
Did you have some information on that?
No, that's who I called. And no call back.
Didn't hear back.
No, I sent an email to him because I got the email from Pam. And I called the troop. Well, I called his office, but it kicked over to the troop because that's the system. See, years ago, we had a system that there was a mailbox here that you could leave a non-alert, but it's no longer, because they said if somebody called the number, they wanted it to go to an actual person. So, and I haven't seen him around actually much.
I haven't either for quite a while.
So I don't know. I know he was at the range. So I'll try. There's like four or five things.
My brother passed away. I called the Hartford Barracks and talked to the sergeant there, he was very obliging. I mean, we went, because we wanted some state police to representative at the funeral, at the wake. And he handled everything for us. So maybe that's the way to go.
Yeah, we're supposed to be able to call him.
But we're on their Colchester here, right? But I don't know. I got better results with Hartford.
Yeah.
He's
supposed to lead the parade. That's part of the responsibility of the resident to lead the parade. So he knows that, I'm sure, because he was here before. So but I have not seen anybody around at all lately. So I'm either missing, like, and they're out or whatever. So I'll talk.
I see the car there all the time. I never see the troopers.
They're more on weekends than during the week.
Oh, that's probably somebody else using the office, then, I bet. Well, I'll see if I see it. If not, I'll call the troop back. I should make Rich call. Never mind me. Or Bob Peterson. Or Kay, maybe can call.
Kay will get it
done. Oh, yeah. So that's it on the parade. We're pretty caught up with that, I think.
The veterans riding, is there a number, a minimum or max?
That was all supposed to be people on the committee deciding who and then asking people if they want to ride. So that's dependent on who could drum up vehicles for them to ride in too. So that's why I think it was important, because Jim was the one who mentioned. I don't have any real information on that. Yeah, that Billy Phillips had some stuff for people to ride in. Would be nice to do something a little different for the parade, right? We can do that. So that's it, I think, for the parade. Then I sort of updated you on the cemetery review that, and I'm just gonna toss this out because I think it was Jim who brought up the medallions too for the cemetery. So the medallions are part of the cemetery review. We were waiting to find out. So we have right now at this minute 164 veterans. I kind of did a rough search, and Jim had said something about he wanted a veteran medallion, right? This is the only one I could find.
Okay.
Most of these are $25 a piece in plastic. There are about 30, it looks like, in aluminum. So I'm just tossing this out for people to think of now. So if I figured this out correctly, it's between $4,000 and $6,000, I think, to put medallions.
A piece of plastic would be that expensive,
Think so.
I'm pretty sure that's what I ended up. Let me just calculate. I'm just going to do 25 times 164. Yeah, $4,100. That is a lot of money.
Yeah, and there's no budget for that.
No, they're not going to give us money for that. So we would have to do some kind of fundraiser to raise this. And it's more like 6,000. So.
Is there a choice of materials?
Yeah, plastic is 4,000. Aluminum is 6. So 6 plus it was.
Gee, what do you think a piece of plastic would be that?
I know. You'd think you could get them for $10.
Yeah, within $5 to $10.
That means they're probably manufacturing them in another country that we don't personally want to buy stuff from.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know for that.
So I'm tossing it out so people can think about what they think we should do, because that is a big expense, and that's a lot of money to raise right now, I think, with people in the recession. So just think about it for this time, and we can really come back and discuss that next month quickly, because we're going to have to meet until we get through the parade the first time. Let me think if there's anything else. I showed you this. I told you about that. I told you the Boy Scouts are done. Oh, the other piece I wanted to bring up. I'm glad all you gentlemen are here. Did you know you can get free markers, headstones, markers, and medallions from the federal government?
Yes.
So do we want to just at some point download the forms? These are the claim forms. I think I downloaded them. This is why my printer's out of ink. These are the requests to get them. And then you can either put them on here. You want to look at one? It doesn't look too hard to fill out. I'm just thinking that maybe we copy these, or a couple of us try to get them, see how long they take. You need your discharge paperwork.
Right.
Right? And you can get them, and you can either put them on the stones yourself, but I'm wondering if we copy some of these and just put it in a newsletter, because I wonder how many people know that you can get this for free. And they'd send them in bronze, but it's more like an emblem.
I think I learned a lot from reading faster. Didn't Jim get something like that for her stone?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
You're thinking, submit something for all these veterans that we have listed?
Oh, we couldn't do it because their families would need to do it, but we could at least have paperwork here maybe that we could leave someplace and have people pick it up. But I thought maybe some of us who have family members already, we could try and see what happens.
I tried this for my brother who passed away last year. Almost, he was in reserves. He had to be active duty.
Duty for this, right?
That's right. So reserves, they don't count reserves.
They don't count reserves, no.
Yeah,
so you have to be active duty.
Right, exactly.
So I don't know. We can think about it. I was going to ask Pam if maybe she'd submit even for Rick. We did it, and we see what we get back. And then we could always put it, we have paperwork there, did you know, blah, blah, blah.
Well, good idea.
Right? Yeah. And have it here, so at least it's promoted, and maybe we could even leave some paperwork for seniors. She would keep it in a spot. Because it doesn't look, well, you know how the government goes, but it doesn't look terribly difficult to complete the pages. So I thought maybe I'll ask PM too if she wants to try doing this or anybody else, and we can see what we could do at some point and see if we can get it and then just keep the paper for people in a couple different spots. That would at least be something. Because if we write a small newsletter about what we've done too, small blurbs about what we've been working on, because we've actually had a lot of projects already that are being worked on. So So I think we're good with the cemetery. I got to find one more piece. We're on now our flag box. You know how we talked about, and this picture is small, I'm not a computer expert. I sent this to Chris Duffy about whether the Boy Scouts could build us something. I sent him three pictures. They're all basically similar to that.
No.
A flag box. Most town halls do have a flag box and have some type of system. So he wrote me this very nice email back. Did I save it in this mess? I don't know if I kept it. But he sent one back that said, oh, thank you for thinking of us, and we would really like to do something like that. Let me talk to the Boy Scouts. We're always looking for projects to do. So he seemed pretty amenable to this, that they could at least build a box. Now, the Army and Navy Club told me anybody can bring flags to their back door and leave them there. And they will pick them up and dispose of them properly. But I didn't know if eventually the Boy Scouts, John told me from the town that the Boy Scouts used to do something and take flags from him, but it was only a certain time of the year. So, but if we had a box,
that would be the best. A box right. Where you could, you know, during normal working hours.
Right, and yeah. Bob Morris said that he had no problem with one being someplace here. Yeah. Like you,
maybe the firehouse too.
Yeah, if they'll build us two.
Yeah.
So that, because this is probably open more than the firehouse, but a lot of firehouses have them also.
Yeah.
So, and we.
The inside, right?
If it's wood, though, I don't know how much. I looked up the metal ones. You know, the metal ones, like the mailboxes? Mm-hmm. Unless somebody has an in and can get us a metal one, they're $1,700.
Wow. Well.
17.
We're seeing them outside of police stations. Outside. I don't know. They got to last quite a while before.
Yeah, if it's built with good stuff, but even here, they're open later at night, or somebody could give them, like if we know we can bring them here, it's not a problem to grab them and put them here. So he was going to talk to them. I don't know how long it'll take. It took us a little bit to get the cemetery markers and that, but I'm sure this is something that they'd like to do too. You know, it's nice to build with wood and stuff. So that's also in the works with him. So if I don't hear from him, I'm going to give him a couple months and then I'll email him again and say, hey, where are we with this? Now that I have his email.
That's a good project for him.
No, that's what he said. Yeah. He said if there's anything, he actually said, if there's anything else that you can think of that we could do. And I was thinking, yes, you could build a fire pit, some place to do the ceremony in town. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be nice. That's a good thought. That's excellent.
So I was just kind of thinking to myself, well, if we could get that, maybe there would be a spot. I wanted to talk to Pam and Bob to see, because, you know, sometimes if you put something in and it's not in a fairly secure area, we might have more trouble than it's worth. So you got to be careful. I know some of them built them, but he may say, oh, well, we already have something at the Boy Scout camp. Mm-hmm. We bring them there or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we'll wait and find out about that. So that's seven, just so you know. Tax relief. We're going to have to put that deferred because we're still waiting they, in case anybody forgot or wasn't here the last time, I think you guys were here. Remember, Bob Mora said that they're going to form a subcommittee with people from the Board of Selectmen and this committee after budget season to talk about the tax relief. So I sent that all to Barry too, to keep him updated, because he wrote that last letter. So that'll be deferred until after budget season, which I think we're talking about the summer.
Right, this budget season right now is.
Yeah, and then we've got to vote on it probably in May and June, right? Starting.
Right.
So that'll be the next piece. So that's what we discussed last time. There's no new information on that.
Were there any numbers tossed about regarding the tax? I mean, right now, what is it, $1,500 or $5,000? I forgot what it is.
Oh, Barry put in for the top amount, which was $10,000, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And but then you're only getting, that's off your assessment,
that's right?
It's, he had all the figures. I might have it with me. No, I can show you after.
Sure.
It doesn't, it's in the where I put together the minutes, so mm-hmm. I'll flip it and let you see it, or you can copy it if you want. It doesn't amount to a lot.
A few $100, yeah.
Yep, that's about it.
That's right.
So we'll see what transpires with that, and we'll need some people for a subcommittee, I'm sure. But more for that to follow. We had also given Bob Mora, which we're waiting for information back on that, but I don't want to lose the trail of it either, that the Connecticut General Statutes, when we handed that out about them, that said what the committee should be doing here, and that if it's the advisory committee, then we would have to take over everything that was in the statutes, which was a significant amount of items. Yes. So it was more or less, you have to help people get many, many things out of veterans. So Bob felt, I have my notes on it, because it says that if you have a local veterans advisory committee, this is it in a nutshell, to carry out local duties and purposes of this section, act as a coordinating agency in all matters of veterans and dependents. Defined as reemployment, education, rehab, cooperate with all agencies in securing benefits and services and use services of veterans organizations. So there was quite a bit in here, and I said, this would be really difficult for a volunteer board.
Yeah, this is like a full-time position.
You know, well, it would be something that if somebody walks in,
right,
they're not going to get us. They're going to get the people in the town. So Bob's feeling was that it should stay with a town employee, and we would be more advisory. But he was taking this to talk to the town attorney.
Okay.
That was just last month. So we'll have to see. I mean, they're all wrapped up with budget too. So I'm sure it'll take a little bit of time to get that information back to. The only other thing I have on this is discussion regarding education. There's some people who thought we should bring people in to discuss, like what Liz Waters does with veterans, and what Carrie at the Senior Center does for veterans. Is that anything anybody's interested in? Like a short deal? Or do you think it's best to focus on all this for now? It's going to expand our meetings if we do that.
Well, I think we got enough going on to do that.
Okay, because we're trying to keep the meetings to like an hour, because and I did this fast because a lot of this we had working for a little bit, but normally it's an hour to an hour and a half.
Right.
You know, some of the meetings, it's a lot of time now. A with that for now, and we'll see what until we get through the parade, I think would be a good thing, right? And we pull that off. And then PM was working on a press release too. She told me she was working on it because remember, two meetings ago, we talked about having a press release about the naming of the street and a few other things. So I'll touch base with her too to find out where we are with that. And I think that's about it. Does anybody have anything else? I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Can anybody think of anything else that we need to put it on the agenda? Any new agenda items? Or
I think that sums it up pretty well.
Okay, we'll think about it and we'll see what we can do. Do we want to put something in the town bi-weekly newsletter about what we're working on? Something short blurb?
It might be nice. Just to let people know.
I also noticed in the JI, they list town, you know, meetings in the town, you know, like the fire commission and the selectmen meeting, and nothing is ever in there about veterans, our meeting here.
Oh.
It's right.
I don't get the JI.
Yeah.
All right, JI. Well, none of the papers are too good, right?
Already noticed that at least it would make some people aware of what we're doing or what we are.
That we're here.
Yes, we're here.
Okay. All right. I can see if I can ask one of them too. Okay, I think we're good.
Okay.
Nothing else. We got to adjourn though. And I can't make the motion. Okay, we're good. And we all say aye.
Aye.
All righty. Now we can talk about the real budget. We'll have her shut that off. It's not going to be a good budget here, is it?
Is that right?
I heard, yeah.
Yeah.
I heard because of inflation.
Yeah, I know.
Let me get her to shut them off. We don't want the rest of that. In case you say something. We're good.